This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. In this podcast, I'm explaining the term chemical violence and why you need to know what this is and how it applies to you. To do that, though, let's back up and just define violence. There are many different forms of violence, you know, physical violence, hand-to-hand violence, I suppose. But without looking at a dictionary or anything, I'm just going to say violence, in a general definition, means the disruption or destruction of a living organism. So violence is something that could harm your tissues, let's say, or could harm your metabolism. Someone could commit violence against an animal or a tree even, or a human being. But I don't think you could commit violence against a rock, so to speak, right? An inanimate object, if you're hitting a rock with a hammer, I wouldn't really call that violence. So at least in my view here, violence is something that is committed against a living being. Now, you might ask or you might wonder, can chemicals commit violence? And in fact, the answer is that the chemicals themselves aren't committing the violence because the chemicals cannot have intention. Chemicals themselves are also inanimate objects, but the people deploying the chemicals have the intent to kill or destroy or disrupt living systems. And this is why pesticides, for example, are called pesticides. Pesticide means to kill pests. That's what it means. And in fact, if it did not kill living systems, then the pesticide would not be effective as a pesticide. So a pesticide is deployed with the intent to commit violence against pests. So I hope we can all accept or agree on that definition because it's very straightforward. Similarly, an herbicide is a kind of chemical that is deployed with the intention of disrupting plants or herbs or weeds, as they're called. So pesticides and herbicides, their function is to kill living systems. That's their function. That's what they exist for. That's why they are deployed. Okay? Now, what happens, though, when you eat pesticides or herbicides that are designed as molecules that kill living systems? Well, the problem is that these molecules do not cease to function when they leave the plant and go into your body. So if you eat, let's say, strawberries that are sprayed with pesticides, those pesticides continue to act as disruptors or killers of cellular life even when they're in your body. In other words, these chemicals are not discriminating. In other words, they're universal killers. So they kill insects or they kill weeds, and they also have a negative effect on human health. Now, because the biological or biochemical pathways for sustaining life are different between insects and humans, a chemical that might be fatal to an insect may not be fatal to a human being, but it may have negative side effects, such as causing cognitive damage or leading to Alzheimer's, for example, so that if you consume enough of those pesticides over a long enough period of time, you might suffer permanent long-term brain damage, while insects might be killed. You know, a lot of these pesticides function by blocking a nerve system function, and that can be fatal for insects, but it can just be damaging to human beings or to developing children or expectant mothers, let's say. So these are forms of chemical violence, where the chemicals are causing negative or destructive effects in living systems, including you, and the chemicals are deployed by human beings with the intent to kill. But now there's a special sub-logic that you have to apply here. They are not intended to kill humans. In other words, when a farmer sprays his field with pesticides, he does not have, or she does not have, the intention to kill human beings. They don't want to kill their own customers. But they do want to kill the pests and maximize crop yields and thus generate more money from their agricultural activities. However, the negative effects on humans are not paid for by the farmer. So the farmer is not accurately taking into account the total cost of their deployment of these toxic chemicals. What they're doing is called the externalization of costs. In other words, they are the costs of your healthcare problems or your cancer or your Alzheimer's is borne by you, not by the farmer who sprayed the food with these toxic chemicals that actually led to your disease. In effect, the farmer intends to commit chemical violence against the pests. However, there's a spillover effect of that chemical violence onto the consumer of the food, that is you. And this is why pesticides and herbicides are a form of chemical violence. Even though the intention of the violence is not directed at you, you are still caught in the blast zone, so to speak. It's kind of like if there's a war, like a conventional war with bullets and bombs, and you are standing near a bridge that the enemy is bombing because they want to destroy the bridge, and you get caught in the bomb blast radius. Well, now you suffer the damage of the bomb, even though you weren't the target of the bomb. This is exactly what happens with pesticides and herbicides. You're caught in the so-called chemical blast radius of these chemicals. And even though you're not the intended target, but the violence, the intent to commit violence is real. And thus it has this effect on you that's can be very destructive. Now, by the way, just to add here, some people don't realize that pesticides are molecules. All right, they're chemical compounds. And we see them all the time in the laboratory. We test for these compounds. They have a molecular mass. They have a combination of, you know, carbons and hydrogens and oxygens and chlorines and, you know, fluorine and other elements. That's all they are. They're just building blocks of matter. And they just have to happen to have very toxic effects. Now, some people believe that these chemicals just magically vanish and disappear when you buy the food. Like somehow they think that when the crop is growing and is sprayed with pesticides, those pesticides are active and they do kill things, and that's how they function. But then somehow when the crop is picked or when you buy it at the grocery store, somehow the pesticide molecules are magically nullified and no longer function as toxins. Well, that's nonsense. And I can tell you firsthand that in the laboratory, we test foods, like we test for hundreds of different pesticides, by the way. In my lab, cwclabs.com. We do heavy metals testing and we do pesticide testing via mass spec analysis, well, a combination of liquid chromatography and mass spec. And we've tested foods that I've been holding on to for 6 years, and the pesticides are right there, big, strong peaks, high concentrations of pesticide chemicals, very obvious even 6 years later. There are other pesticide chemicals that do degrade very quickly with heat. And every pesticide molecule has a different tendency to, we might say, denature or break down, you might say in layman's terms, so that over time, pesticides will tend to break down. But that time, it varies from one chemical to another. And some chemicals persist for many, many years. And thus, when you eat the food, that chemical goes into your body, into your bloodstream, it becomes part of your tissues. And some pesticides you can actually detect in your hair or your urine very easily, or breast milk for lactating mothers. So these molecules persist in the environment. And this is crucial for you to understand. This is why chemical violence has a blast radius effect, so to speak. Because again, you know, if there were a magical machine where you could take food grown with pesticides and you could run it through the magical machine and you could delete all the pesticides, then, you know, that would be amazing because you could essentially grow food with poisons, but then press a button and magically make all that food organic, so to speak. But that doesn't exist. There is no magic like that. It's not real. No such thing. If you could invent one, you'd be a multi-billionaire. But it doesn't exist. So these molecules persist, and that's why they cause chemical violence. So I just want you to understand, there's been a lot of talk lately about school shootings and, you know, gun violence in a school. What about the school lunches? How much chemical violence is being committed slowly over the long term to all those school children? Or even just grocery store food that is not organic. It's laced with pesticides and herbicides and so on. how much violence is that committing against people that that accumulates over time? I mean, cancer rates are rising now again. Alzheimer's rates are through the roof. Autism rates are skyrocketing. These are the results of chemical violence. Chemicals from many different vectors, personal care products, food products, medical products, heavy metals contamination, environmental pollution, hormone disruptors, plastics, chemicals, you know, food plastics, all kinds of things, industrial chemicals, biosludge, water contamination, and so on. But the results of this chemical exposure are very disastrous. It kills people, all right? So someone, you know, might say, oh, the guns kill people, but pesticides don't kill people. Yes, they do over time. Pesticides absolutely contribute to cancers that kill people. There's no question. So guns kill people. A gun itself doesn't kill anyone. It's an inanimate object, but a shooter pulling the trigger can kill someone, you know, immediately, where pesticide exposure doesn't usually kill someone immediately, but it can kill someone over many years of repeated exposure. It's just a different kind of violence, but it is violence nonetheless. So I'd encourage you to start using this term. In fact, before I started using the term chemical violence, I was not aware of anyone else using that term. I'm not sure if I coined the term, or maybe it seems like an obvious term, so maybe somebody else has used it in the past, but I'm using it now more and more, and I encourage you to use the term. Chemical violence can apply to chemotherapy. It can apply to pesticides. It can apply to the chemicals that are in cosmetic products and so on. Chemical violence is real. It's killing people. Right now, it's probably killing hundreds of people a day in North America alone, not to mention around the world. Just a very rough estimate, maybe around the world, could be 1,000 people a day killed by chemical violence right now. I don't have data for that. I'm just giving you a rough estimate. I mean, we know that 290 Americans are killed every day by FDA-approved prescription pharmaceuticals. So that right there is a form of chemical violence as well, toxic medications. So we know, you know, almost 300 people a day are dying in America alone. So to think that maybe 1,000 people are dying around the world from chemical violence is not at all a stretch. It's probably much larger than that. It's probably a very conservative number. So a couple of websites that might be of interest to you. But first, by the way, I'm going to plug my store here, healthrangerstore.com, because we test everything that we sell for chemicals, including heavy metals. And thus, we help you avoid exposure to toxic chemicals in food, superfoods, laundry detergent, dishwasher detergent, and so on. We have over 600 products, honest products, organic certified. Our laboratory is ISO accredited. We are compliant with GMP, what's called good manufacturing practices, that's required by the FDA. In fact, I was just talking with our organic certifier the other day, and he said to me that he was so impressed with our record keeping, so impressed that he actually offered our He said that our store manager should be a consultant to help his other clients get compliant in the way that we are compliant. And I was like, please, no, we need our store manager here. Don't offer her a job. We need her here. But I'm just telling you that even our organic certifier is totally impressed with the job that we're doing. And he would absolutely confirm that, no question about it. We do an amazing job of quality control, of record keeping, laboratory validation, certification of everything that we manufacture and sell. And we have a brand new facility too that is just world class. I'm going to shoot a video of that, of our new manufacturing facility, just to show you, because it's amazing. Anyway, those products are available at healthrangerstore.com. And that funds our operation. If you appreciate what we do, go ahead and support us through that store. But in terms of other websites that you can check out for more on this, we publish science.news, food.news, and even chemistry.news. And of course, other websites you might suspect we have, like pesticides.news or glyphosate.news or organics.news and so on. We pretty much dominate the .news domain space, but the top ones that you want to check out would be food.news to cover pesticides, and maybe science.news if you're interested in that as well. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I hope you live a life free of chemical violence. And our store helps you do that, and our websites help you do that. So thank you for your support. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.